Could one of the biggest foreign investments in the Czech Republic since the fall of communism be under threat? Plans by the South Korean car-making giant Hyundai to build a major plant in the small town of Nosiewice have been beset by last-minute problems. On Monday, out of the blue, the South Korean news agency Yonhap reported that Hyundai management had decided to postpone starting work on the plant. That's even though they approved the investment just a few days ago. This also comes as the company's chairman has been indicted in Seoul over a cash-for-favors scandal and is being held in custody. To try to make some sense out of all of this, I'm joined by David Vaughan.
Yes, Ian, it certainly is extremely confusing, and there was a great deal of surprise here in the Czech Republic on at Monday's agency report from Korea after building work is meant to be beginning in just a month's time.
So does that mean that the deal is at stake here?
At this stage, we're not really dealing with much more than speculation, although a company spokesman did seem to confirm the delay on Tuesday morning. I think it is, though, very unlikely that the deal will be scuppered. This is a major investment. The eventual plan is for some 300,000 cars to come off the production line at Nosiewice every year. It seems that the Koreans are simply waiting to find out what will be the immediate fate of their chairman, Chung Myung-ku. With him behind bars, there does seem to be a leadership vacuum in the company. We do know that Hyundai is very keen to build a plant. It's central to its current European strategy. Also, we know that they're not currently negotiating with anybody else apart from the Czech Republic over the investment, so there isn't an immediate alternative. Also, I think, given the current climate in the company back home, they really don't want to lose face.
And I gather that the Czech Industry and Trade Minister, Milan Urban, is on his way to Seoul. He'll be there on Thursday to sign the contract on that plant.
Yes, everything indicates that the signing will go ahead. Certainly the minister, Milan Urban himself, will be hoping that there are no last-minute hitches. He insists that any talk of delay in the construction is pure speculation. And on Tuesday, he went so far as to say that Hyundai had confirmed its commitment to start production as planned in the Czech Republic in 2008. To try and make some more sense out of all this, I did speak earlier to an automotive journalist based in Prague, Lyle Frink, who has been following developments quite closely, and he was pretty confident that the management crisis in Hyundai is not going to lead to the kind of collapse that recently happened with another South Korean automotive giant, Daewoo. And incidentally, that collapse did lead to job losses, several hundred job losses here in the Czech Republic a couple of years ago.
This is not a Daewoo-style explosion of investment and then an implosion of the company even faster. This is connected with basically the transfer of ownership between the Hyundai chairman and his son.
So this is something that's really simply to do with individuals in the company, with the way that the conglomerate structure works in the
Correct.
Country.
Correct. The other fear is, though, because so much management involvement is on this legal problem, it might affect things, say, 2 years down the road. But it's not connected with, like, how we make Hyundai cars today.
It's interesting that this comes just a couple of weeks after the opening of a plant in neighboring Slovakia in Žilina, which is really just a few dozen kilometers from the Nosiewice plant, isn't it? The opening of a Kia plant for trial production. Is there a connection? These are sister companies. Is there a connection between these, or a direct connection between these two deals?
Yes, there is a direct connection. The Žilina plant in Slovakia will be making the engines for the Czech plant, and the Czech plant will be making the transmissions for the Žilina plant. Also, both plants will be sharing the same supplier pool. So there is a Korean company located in Ostrava, Sungwoo Hi-Tech, which will be doing stampings for both factories.
Tell me generally, I mean, what does this mean? Certainly these two major plants so close to one another, right in the heart of Europe, what does it mean for the automotive industry in this part of the world?
This is a hub. This is where everything you need to make a car can be found within about 150, 200 kilometer radius. And this hub includes the western flank of Slovakia, the Czech Republic, and also a bit of southern Poland.
And obviously it's really quite a major onslaught by the Korean automotive industry, isn't it?
Absolutely. And it's not something that is predicated on cheap labor. The labor cost in a car is, I think, depends on the actual car, but between like 15 and 20%. So that's not where all of the cost is. But in the Žilina factory, it is amazingly modern. There are over 300 robots putting the cars together. And so this is actually, I think, a warning signal for other automakers in Western Europe that their labor costs are higher, but also perhaps their production plants are less modern than these new ones going in.
And David Vaughan was talking there to Lyle Frink, an automotive journalist.